Division Showdown Sunday, the Battle for Ohio. Nathan Zagura, the Notorious VIC, Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the Bengals coming to town 2-1, tied with the Ravens atop the division. The Browns one game back. Would be great to get a head-to-head win here. Going to be tough, but certainly the Browns found a way to get it done against Minnesota and hopefully can find a way to get it done this weekend. And we still have to come on the show, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal at 2:15, Gerard Cherry around 2:30, and we're going to go inside the locker room as you talked about as well. So a loaded hour. Still want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. Or tweet the show at Browns_daily. Don't forget, Thursday night football comes to Cleveland on October 3rd. That's primetime national TV when the Browns take on the Buffalo Bills at 8:25 p.m. at First Energy Stadium. Tickets are still available. Let's snatch those up. Call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. You know, Brian Hoyer talked about, you know, what it meant with Bernie Kosar to talk to him, and Bernie delved into that a little bit. But one of the things that was really interesting, and you talked about, it's kind of the hometown kid made good. And now he gets to actually start here in Cleveland this weekend. And he was asked about that. And here's what Brian Hoyer had to say.
Sure. I mean, it means a lot. You know, I think this is the part when you guys ask me, does it mean more? Obviously, playing at home with the Cleveland fan base here, it's going to be special. But like I said, once, you know, they kick that ball off and you're between those white lines, that's what you got to worry about. And then maybe, you know, after the game, you can sit back and think about it. But, you know, it'll be awesome. You know, our fans are great. Like I said, they'll be quiet for us and they'll be loud for them. So it's definitely an advantage.
Such a quarterback.
That's great.
This is the part where you're going to ask me if it means
a lot more.
He can
interview himself. What can't this guy do?
But that's what a quarterback does. Takes charge of the situation.
That's right.
That's not a small point, because
I've
been around a lot of them, and great ones, Hall of Famers, and that's usually what they do. They take command just like that young guy does. Again, I don't know if the word great will ever be in his area code or his zip code, but right now in the discussion of how he's going about his business, I like that as a sign. And Rob Chudzinski talking about picking Hoyer to start at quarterback, and how much more confidence in Hoyer does he have based on his performance at Minnesota?
Well, you know, Brian obviously was critical in that game. And as I said before, I have confidence in all those guys. And, you know, I expect that Brian will be ready for this game as well, and looking forward to it.
And speaking of confidence, that doesn't come just from the head coach. And I think for a quarterback, it's important to have the confidence of your teammates. And Josh Gordon was asked about his confidence in Brian Hoyer and his ability to bounce back from some mistakes.
Yeah, I'm very confident in him. You know, like I think I said before, he's a real fired up mentality kind of guy. He really wants to go out there and prove himself and work hard. Never seems to get rattled, you know, after the interceptions, you know, sacks, anything, just bad plays. You come out there the next drive and act like it never happened, you know, and that's exactly what we need.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we need, Josh Gordon said. It's important for those receivers, for those linemen, to see the quarterback shake those things off, to see the quarterback come back with an attitude of, okay, this didn't work, or we threw a pick here, or whatever it might be, we're going to come back and respond and do things in ways that will allow this team to succeed. And Josh Gordon also talked about the differences between Hoyer and Brandon Whedon.
Hoyer definitely is like maybe seems a little more like scrappy of an athlete, like player out there. Really just like, I don't know, just wants to, he really wants to prove himself, you know, like he really just wants, just doesn't really care what anybody thinks about him, you know, anything like that, the past or whatever his situation was about being a backup and how he got into a position now. He just wants to take full advantage of it, you know, and Brandon's just, he's more relaxed, you know, more calm, you know, just real, real steady in the pocket, you know, kind of athlete. And he's got, you know, I'm not saying they don't have the same amount of poise, but the way he stands back in the pocket, it just looks a little different.
A lot was said right there, a lot to digest, and yeah. it you know, it was very interesting. Now, Josh Gordon, you know, did play with Brandon Whedon last year. He does have that experience, but it sounds to me that Josh Gordon, without saying it directly, prefers the intangibles. And he kind of did say it directly, I guess, of Brian Hoyer.
He said Brandon was, you know, more relaxed, more laid back. That is his personality. You can't be what you aren't. You can't try to be somebody else. It never works when I hear people complain, I want my coach to be more fiery. You used to hear this a lot about Pat Shurmur. Want him to be more excited. Want him to be more dynamic. Demanding this of him when people thought he was just mostly a dial tone a lot of times, especially during interviews and on the sideline. At times he would get emotional there, but basically the daily diatribe. But my response to that was, you want something that he isn't, and he's got to stay true to what he is. You may not like it. I might not like it, and it might not be my ideal for a head coach, but that's what he was. And again, Marv Levy would say this over. I thought of all the wisdom and there's a lot of it that I gained from just being around him and covering him in those years that he was a Hall of Fame coach for the Buffalo Bills, would say, you know, when you try to be someone else, not only you lose on two counts, not only are you not that person, you're never going to be that person, then you stop being yourself and you're really nobody now. You've right. moved into this open, you're in the water as opposed to being on a rock or one of the two rocks, which is yourself or that other person you're trying to be, and imitating, being a fired up personality, be what you are. So Brian Hoyer by nature, I think, is a little more, type A personality. You see that in him.
You definitely do, and you saw it, and I actually got the opportunity to talk with him in the cafeteria yesterday, and you do get that sense. He does have a little bit of a presence to him. He's got some confidence to him, and I like the term that Josh Gordon used, that he was scrappy. And you know, Gordon, I thought, he's come a long way, and I enjoy his interactions with the media right now. I think Josh Gordon says some things and is pretty honest, and I think that's important because he needs to be honest with himself and be honest with everybody if he's going to get through the troubles that he's had off the field. And hopefully he'll turn the page. And I'll tell you what, Josh Gordon has the ability, and I said it, I think he can be Brandon Marshall, Andre Johnson good. He wants to be thought of on the same level as some of those receivers and was asked about that.
All right. Dave DiNatale, yeah. Our outstanding producer, is going to find that sound and play it for us. Because that's what he does, and he'll do it. He'll get it done.
But he certainly can. I mean, physically, he's got the gifts to be on that level of AJ Green or Megatron,
right.
Or any of those guys. Calvin Johnson, obviously the best in the league. But here's what Gordon had
here's
to say.
The sound.
I definitely plan on wanting to reach that goal and being one of the household name kind of NFL athletes that you could refer to when you think of wide receiver. You know, big play kind of guy like those guys are. So I work on it every week, and you know, going out there doing it during the game is the biggest time to go out there and prove it.
You know, I was going to say, understands he's got to go out and prove it. I like that he sets that standard and that it means something to him, and this is what I hope. I hope that the deeper understanding is to make sure that nothing gets in the way of that. And by nothing gets in the way of that, the same type of thing that got him suspended for these first two games. And the rumblings and concerns about who he surrounds himself with, who he's hanging with, who might be influencing him. And by the way, no one makes you do something. You make those choices. And if you're around others who are influential on you in a negative way, then you got two choices. Stay away from them or don't be influenced by them. And,
right.
You know, and if they're people that you're still going to be around, it doesn't mean you have to behave that way. You've got more at stake than those. Everybody's got their stakes. I'm not saying that he's more important than others around him who might, or around you or around me, who have, you know, ways of influencing us in different ways. But ultimately, you just got to be true to who you are and your brand and your success or failure and control it. And I think this is the big growing up point. You hear it over and again. Rob Chudzinski said it again in the press conference. He's young, you know, on the question of his development, but he's seeing a guy who's working at getting better. But the term he's young keeps getting said over and over again, but he's not so young that he doesn't know the difference between what's right and wrong to allow him to continue his game. I'm not going to go into a moral discussion. I'm just talking about the bottom line.
Sure.
If you cross certain lines in the NFL, you're done.
You're done.
You don't get to play. And
you're
if you don't get to play, you lose the chance to make the income. You lose the chance to be the man that you want to be as far as a football player, the difference-making guy, a guy who can own this town, by the way, if it keeps going in the right direction.
He certainly can own this town, and I like that he set the bar high for himself, that he knows he has to go out and prove it and work hard to get to that level. And Rob Chudzinski was asked if he thinks that you know, he's been around some pretty good wide receivers. And he was asked as well if he thinks that Gordon can approach the status of a guy like A.J. Green or Calvin Johnson.
Well, you know, I think Josh is, everybody knows he's a young guy. He has ability. I think he's made real strides in, you know, he's matured as a person. I see him working harder than he has. And again, I go back to April. I've seen a lot of progress with him. It's not been perfect. He's not perfect. You know, but he's working at it. And ultimately, this is a process. It's a process of becoming a player and the kind of player that he can become.
I like it. I think he can become that kind of player. When we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal stops by to chat with the notorious VIC and me, Nathan Zagouras. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Breathing in the chemical.